Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Neat or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
All right, let's go to Atlanta, the site of Monday Night Football with the Bills traveling to take on the Falcons, and we check in with our Odyssey Sports sister station, 92.9 The Game from the morning shift. Mike Johnson, good with his time and joining us. Mike, we've been spending time this week wondering who the Atlanta Falcons are. Are they the team that won two impressive games against the Vikings and Commanders, or are they the team that got the doors blown off of them by the hapless Carolina Panthers? It's got to be maddening talking about a team that's got this heckle and
cliche. Split personality is what Danger's trying. Mike, thanks for your
Jekyll
time.
Jekyll and Hyde is what I meant to say. Yes. Mike.
Yeah, you got there. You got there. It's all good. I think it's an interesting question, and we've been wondering the same thing down here in Atlanta. We don't know what we're watching either. It's been, like you said, it's been maddening to watch. We think we're putting together something, and then somebody like the 0-2 Carolina Panthers jumps up and grabs you, and you get absolutely the doors blown off of you. So there's been great. And then there's been awful, and there has been all in between this year, and that leads you to a 2-2 record coming off a bye week.
Well, we know there are some really nice players on that Atlanta offense. You just heard McDermott talking about Robinson. Tell us more about Penix. I mean, I feel like we as college football fans are very familiar with Michael Penix. I mean, like leading Indiana, and then we saw him in Washington, and now the surprise draft pick by the Falcons. Where is he at right now, Mike, would you say, in terms of his development?
Well, it's been a really unique situation to kind of follow, because a lot of questions were obviously asked when Raheem, was signed as the head coach here and Kirk Cousins is brought in. You think you're developing a game plan as far as that goes. And everybody was kind of wondering, hey, what pass rusher are you going to go draft? And then you bring home a guy like Michael Penix and all of a sudden everything is thrown off. But all the conversations we've had with people inside the organization and around the organization have been about how great Michael Penix looked in the lead up to the draft, and a whole contingency of, Falcons coaches and scouts and staff members going out to Washington to work him out, along with guys like Rome Odunze and other guys like that. So it's been a lot of fun to watch. Obviously, he kind of burst on the scene the last three games last year and kind of made a name for himself. But it's been frustrating at times. And, guys, what you need to know about Michael Penix is he was a rookie last year, but his offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, was also a rookie. 6 years ago, Zach Robinson's working for Pro Football Focus, and then he breaks in with Sean McVay. He was kind of learning on the job a year ago. They still kind of lean on the Arthur Smith run game from a few years ago, and it's just kind of been multiple parts coming together and kind of learning on the job. So Penix has had a lot of upside. He's been really, really accurate on the deep balls, which has been nice to see, but there's times, footwork-wise and, play action, things like that, where he just gets – it's just maddening to watch his footwork and inaccuracies when it gets bad.
Mike, staying with quarterback and seeing in a week where Joe Flacco gets dealt for a fifth-round pick from Cleveland to Cincinnati, Is Kirk Cousins on this team at the trade deadline? Why hasn't he been moved, and or the Falcons asking or looking for too much in return in terms of a trade? Because it seems like if unless there's absolutely no game left to Cousins, which you know you would know better than we would.
Well, I think there's game there, and look, I watched him all throughout training camp. We were obviously our station down here live out at training camp and watched him all the way through. I think he looks great. But I think there's a couple of different things kind of at play here, guys. First and foremost, Kirk Cousins' wife is from here. She's from literally from Atlanta. They got married in Atlanta. They have bought a house in Atlanta. They've kind of set up shop for the retirement phase. And he's got a no-trade clause. And that's the biggest thing. You can't just deal him for a fifth-round pick or a third-round pick. He's got a no-trade clause. I also think the other thing is this. The reason you signed him and drafted Michael Penix is because you didn't want to be without a quarterback. And when you got into preseason, you had guys like Ben DiNucci and other kind of names that have been around this organization. 2 years ago in the NFL, and you guys know this, there were 65 starting quarterbacks. Last year, I think it was 58 starting quarterbacks. If something does happen to Michael Penix, you always want to have that kind of rebound there in your back pocket. You don't want to just trade that away, you know, having paid, you know, $45 million this year for him and then just trade him away for a fifth-round pick or a fourth-round pick. So I think they like the security that comes along with it. And look, like I said, he's got a no-trade clause. So even if they wanted to deal him to Cincinnati, he takes one look at that Cincinnati offensive line and says, you know what? I think I like hanging out with my kids.
Do we have any idea where Cousins' game is at here in 2025? When we saw him last year, it wasn't good. I mean, to the point where we're like, okay, that's enough. But, Mike, from where I sit, I'm going to cut the guy some slack. He's coming off an Achilles. It's not real easy. We saw Aaron Rodgers not look real good. With other athletes, it takes time. So with that being said, if he's called upon here at some point, are we going to see the Cousins of old, do you think?
I actually think he looked really good in training camp. And we kind of had a joke going. It was either checkdowns or touchdowns during training camp. I mean, he's either throwing to Bijan out of the backfield or he's launching one deep to Drake London. But I think the accuracy is back with him. And to be honest with you guys, and there's a lot of questions down here today about Zach Robinson, and I keep going back to him because he was asked today about the Oklahoma State job, which has got all of our heads swirling about what Zach Robinson is. When Michael Penix really struggled there in week two or three, and you throw out the stinker against Carolina, I had a lot more questions coming off that about Zach Robinson than I did Michael Penix or Kirk Cousins. I was like, it's one thing for Kirk Cousins to throw some stinkers out there, and we can kind of point at the quarterback, but if Michael Penix starts stringing together some bad games, then I think you got to look at coaching. And I still think there is something left in the tank for Kirk Cousins. He's obviously a smart guy. I know they love having him in that quarterback room. And, if he is called upon, I don't know that, you're going to make a playoff run with him, but I think he would be more than serviceable if needed.
He's Mike Johnson. You can hear him on the morning shift, 92.9 The Game, and the free-to-download Odyssey app. Joining us to preview Falcons-Bills coming up here on Monday night. Now let's talk about some of the players we know we're going to see on the field. And, Mike, our eyes just saw Bills wide receiving core that really struggled with separation against, albeit a good, New England set of corners. How are they going to match up against this Falcons defense? Talk a little bit about the Falcons defense under Jeff Ulbrich, who we have some familiar with, being that he was with the Jets just last season.
Well, I think this is, first and foremost, this has been a much improved unit. One of the biggest things going into the draft, obviously, was pass rush, but this unit last year was absolutely terrible against the run. Grady Jarrett leaves in free agency. He gets cut. He goes to Chicago. Another defensive tackle, Eddie Goldman, ends up in Washington. And then you didn't draft anybody on the interior defensive line. And we all kind of wondered to ourselves, hey, how is this line going to fare against, the run offenses this year? Played some pretty good running backs, and obviously James Cook is in that, that category as well. But they've been good, and that's really led to an improved back end as well. We're kind of dealing with a situation with A.J. Terrell here, much in the same way you guys are kind of dealing with the Ed Oliver. It's kind of we're on pins and needles seeing if, he can be that guy and come back this week. But when A.J. Terrell is in the lineup, this is a really, really good defense. And they've all stepped up to the plate. It's an interesting defense to watch, guys, because they don't play like a normal style defense. They try to create chaos up front. There's a lot of side-to-side movement. There's a lot of twist stunts in the run game and in the passing game. All of these defensive linemen can play all these different positions. You'll see like a 5-1 front with Divine Diablo playing the middle linebacker spot. So they do it differently than a lot of defenses out there, but they all seem to know their job, and they all fly around with their hair on fire, and that really has been good for them to start the year.
Well, give us your best guess, and you played for the Falcons, so you certainly you know the game better than we would. What do you do against Josh Allen and James Cook? Like what is the talk right now in Atlanta? You saw a nice game plan from New England, but ultimately it was the Bills turning the ball over three times that I thought was the main difference there. So, again, the question here is, like, how would you go about this specifically for Allen and going against Cook here?
Yeah, I think it's a question that there's been defensive coordinators that can't solve, right? I think it's got to be maddening. Even when you have him hemmed up and even when the receivers are blanketed, right, he stiff-arms somebody, rolls out of a tackle, and is able to get down, downhill on you. So it's got to be frustrating. We actually barely missed Jaden Daniels a couple of weeks ago. You know, in the build-up of the season, it was like, God, you're going to face two quarterbacks back-to-back, and Jaden Daniels and Josh Allen that do the same things but do them differently. I don't know. You know, I was talking today, and we were talking this morning, I don't even know if I'd rush Josh Allen. Like, I know that he can beat you from the pocket, but I think he's much more dangerous when he's flushed and when he's rushing up down the field. And, you know, like I said, we don't have big run defenders. We have a lot of guys that create chaos up front and use speed and kind of go side to side. So I would just simply, you know, rush as few as possible if you can find him in a third and long situation. But I don't know that you can get him in third and long because they're so good at running the football with James Cook and everything he does on those early downs. So throw different looks at him, create stunts up front. I personally would probably attack the right guard position for the Bills, Osiris Torrence. We are very familiar with him, scouted him going into the draft, the same draft we drafted our left guard, Matthew Bergeron, in. And I would run twist stunts up front and see if you can kind of get in his face, but I'd be very careful to rush past the launch point and, allow him to do those things with his legs. But when you do get him, you got to bring him down, and you got to make sure you're hugged up on the receivers and making tackles in space. And like you said, try to create some of those turnovers and hope things bounce your way.
Mike, it's something we've talked about all week when discussing the Falcons. If anything, you've got weapons. There are some immense talent on the offensive side of the ball. We talked about Penix. We talked about Robinson. We'll talk about Drake London. But the guy I wanted to ask you about, in fantasy football communities, he's become a meme. Yet through four games, it looks like there's a little bit of a resurgence going on for Kyle Pitts. Talk about his path here with the Falcons and how he's gotten a little bit more involved in their offense.
Yeah, I, to be honest with you guys, he's been maddening to watch over the last couple of years. And you know, like you said, I played football. I turned on the All-22. I watched the film. There are some days last year where he just looked absolutely checked out. And I think what people kind of nationally have to realize is this is a guy who did get his fifth-year option picked up, but he is in a contract year. He's making good money, you know, $10, $11, $12 million, whatever it is this year. But this is his last year under contract with the Falcons. I feel like he's playing like that. He is playing like he gets excited about blocks, and they are learning when and where to utilize him and not asking him to block on the edge on a 4th-and-1 play like they have in the past. He's a unicorn of a player because he's a big body, and he also, you know, ran a 4.4 at the combine. But if you can't find mismatches, if he's not physical enough to go against, say, you know, a corner, then you're not really utilizing him in any way. So I think he's really stepped up as far as his physicality. He's taken pride in his blocking this year. I think it's something that can continue because, Michael Penix shows the mobility to kind of get out in the flats and hit Kyle Pitts with the ball as well. So it's been fun. I think his attitude is just in the right place. And, you know, we all know that when he really turns it on, he's the highest drafted tight end in history. He can certainly get things done with his physical tools.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mike, the local question here, because the state of Georgia, no doubt, produces how many NFL players? Up here, not so much. We got one on your team. I was like, hey, made the team. Nathan Carter went to Bishop Kearney here. Tell us, I see he's questionable. Tell us how his season's been going so far.
He's been going good. You know, he was a guy that obviously, you know, was scratching and clawing to make the team throughout training camp. Had a couple of big runs in the preseason. I know he's been dinged up with injuries, you know, here and there, but really, this is a two-headed monster out of the backfield when it comes to Bijan and Tyler Allgeier. And Nathan Carter has filled in, you know, nicely on special teams throughout the regular season. But he's definitely a guy that's been a joy to be around. We got a chance to be around him a couple times in the preseason and kind of see, you know, his smile and see his glow. And man, he's a home run hitter when he gets going downhill. And we saw that a couple of times when he's able to carry the rock. So, you know, he did get some action there at the end of the Carolina game, and, you know, we were down 30-0, so we kind of pull our starters out, and there's a reason he's on this roster. You know, that third running back spot for the Atlanta Falcons has been kind of a revolving door, Cordarrelle Patterson, names like that, but Nathan Carter seems like a guy that should be able to stick around for a while.
And Mike, what about another name that Bills fans that are listening will be familiar with, because he was drafted by the Bills and he's contributing now in a role at wide receiver for the Falcons. And Ray McLeod, what's his role been like since joining Atlanta?
You know, I think he's fit in really nicely. He's kind of been a prototypical slot guy, really stepped up in a lot of huge situations for this team a year ago. You know, he was so clutch in the way he was able to attack the ball and kind of operate in small spaces. And to be honest, he hasn't really found his footing yet this year. You know, I think that they've kind of gone away from him. They started the game last week with a quick screen to him, and he dropped it. And it just seems like Michael Penix hasn't trusted him, or they haven't tried to get to him for whatever reason. There's been a couple drops this year, but just going back off what we saw at him last year, he's such a clutch player that I think that as we get through this stretch run with Ray, that they'll continue to lean on him. But he operates good in short spaces, man. He's an interesting cat off the field. Always, you know, he showed up to a game last year wearing a Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey. We were like, what is this guy doing? You know, we're the Atlanta Falcons. but he's been a joy to watch, man. He really has, and he's a gritty little guy.
Mike, I'm trying to picture what Monday night is going to be like, and Mike also does the pre and post covering the Atlanta Falcons. This is a place where Buffalo comes, what, once every 8 years? What kind of environment are the Bills going into here coming up on Monday night?
I'm just as curious as you are, to be real with you. We always joke, man, this is an easy city to fly in and out of. Atlanta's airport's the busiest airport in the world. We get a lot of fans, especially when we play teams like Buffalo, from other places. But usually, and I'll go back to last year, we played Kansas City on a Thursday night game. Usually when it's early in the season and the Falcons haven't fallen off, you get a really good home crowd. I'll be really curious to see what they walk into. I think it's going to be a raucous environment either way. I think that we'll probably have plenty of the Bills Mafia down here, and Mercedes-Benz is a very fun place to go to a football game. But Falcons fans have been very vocal over the last couple of weeks that they are going to show up and show out. So there's a white flag giveaway, which I think is kind of a joke in some circles that they give away white flags at the Atlanta Falcons game. But the Falcons fans early in the season, and still is relatively early, they've been known to show up for these primetime games and kind of show out. So we'll see what happens, but expecting a pretty good environment come Monday night.
And Mike, just out of curiosity, because Atlanta feels like one of those, you mentioned it, one of those transient cities that it's easy to get in and out of. You know, we look at Tampa as one of those markets, and certainly in LA there's lots of options, and you look at the NFL teams and where they rank in Los Angeles, it's not at the very top like it is in other markets. How would you rank the popularity of the pro and college teams that you have there in the area? What are you guys spending the majority of your time talking about on your show?
Well, we obviously are the Falcons' flagship station. We also have the Atlanta Hawks. Atlanta United, which is our soccer team, is kind of a big deal around here. But, I mean, if we're not talking about the Falcons, we're probably talking about the Georgia Bulldogs, which Athens just, you know, an hour and a half down the road. We talk a lot of SEC football. I'm an Alabama guy. You know, Georgia and Auburn play this weekend. That's been a big topic. A lot of Florida Gators fans, things like that. But people are pretty passionate, and people tune into us for their Falcons content. You also got the Atlanta Braves just up the street, but, man, they stumped this year. So a lot of people kind of turned them off kind of early in the season. But it's, you know, Braves have such a massive regional footprint. There's really not another big baseball team in the Southeast until you get to Florida. So that's obviously king along with college football. But the Falcons fans, you know, they're pretty raucous. You know, they kind of they're starting to climb in the rankings. Here recently with this new page they've turned with Michael Penix and Bijan Robinson.
Is Atlanta going to get a third crack at the NHL? Everything I read that there's a nice plan in place. Is there any buzz around that, Mike?
Dude, you know what's funny, and you guys will respect this. The plans that I've seen for the NHL team, and I know that y'all don't really understand where we're at, but I always try to put it on a clock. If you put Atlanta on a clock, I want you to go to 12 noon on the clock, and then I want you to add another clock on top of that and go to 12 noon on that one. That's how far out they're talking about putting an NHL team. I'm talking about like an hour from downtown Atlanta, out in the middle of nowhere in Forsyth County in Atlanta. They seem to think, and that's kind of the blueprint the Braves took, going to the north end of town to the more affluent suburbs of Atlanta, trying to get out of downtown. It worked for the Braves, but the NHL people around here are trying to take it to another level and get even further out. I don't know that they get another crack at it, but, man, we've been excited at the prospect of it. We miss the Thrashers, and, you know, there's a lot of hockey fans around here, to be honest with you.
Did it just not work because of attendance? I mean, what was the deal with the Thrashers? I'm trying to remember their situation from the arena standpoint. Was it downtown and fans not going downtown, or was it a different situation or a similar situation to what you're describing here as being proposed?
Yeah, our downtown is different than most. You know, we don't have a waterway here in Atlanta. Our downtown is different than most downtowns. A lot of downtowns are kind of on the water. I mean, you go to like the Nashville Predators in Bridgestone or Tampa or whatever it may be. So our downtown is a little bit different. You go to Midtown, and we have an area called Buckhead, which is kind of the more affluent parts. That's exactly what I'm talking about, why the Braves moved away from Turner Field down here. Just nobody wanted to go downtown. There's not really an easy way to get there from mass transit. And so if you're from the northern suburbs, you know, like a lot of the hockey fans / baseball fans are around here, you don't really want to make the drive through Atlanta traffic to get downtown and get to those things. So a lot of the downtown are Atlanta Hawks fans, and Mercedes-Benz is right next to State Farm Arena down here. But it's just kind of hard to get to. And, you know, if you're not just passionate about it, you won't go out of your way. So I think there is a contingent of hockey people here. And like you mentioned, there's an opportunity to have it work, but they have to find the right situation, the right location to be able to really get that off the ground.
Mike, the last of the Bills' 4 Super Bowls, it was actually in the old Georgia Dome in Atlanta. You know the Bills actually had a lead in that game of the half against the Cowboys?
It sounds painful, man. I don't know that any Super Bowl has been as painful as the Falcons dealt with against New England almost 10 years ago, but that sounds like a pretty rough.
Oh, I'll see a one kick wide right on that, but I would imagine 28-3 has got to be brutal.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, can we stop picking scabs and let Mike just – Mike, let everybody know about your show, what they can check out in the Odyssey app here if they want to get more coverage leading up to Monday night.
Of course, man. Yeah, we're on the Odyssey app just like you guys at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And my show is morning from 6 to 9 a.m., but I'll also – be live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium 2 hours prior to kickoff, which is an earlier than usual Monday night kickoff on Monday night. And then I do 2 hours of post-game as well that people can check out on that Odyssey app. So we're having a lot of fun.
Well, I would imagine there's going to be one or two members of Bill's Mafia you may meet coming up. But honestly, we're fun-loving people.
Now, what's the tailgate situation like there in Atlanta? How's the tailgating scene there at the stadium?
You know, if there's any Bills fans coming, here's what I want to tell you. The tailgate situation has been less than stellar, but there is a battery of buildings being built around Mercedes-Benz Stadium right now. They're calling it Centennial Yards. They're trying to recreate a new downtown, and things have been taken to the next level here recently. So if you're a Bills fan and you're coming to town and you're excited about maybe crashing through some tables, you will find a home at a couple of different places. And there's a lot of construction, but, man, we'd love to have a good time down here around these Falcons primetime games.
Mike, great stuff. Appreciate you, and we'll be checking you out Monday night. Thanks for your time today.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll catch up soon.
There he is, Mike Johnson, on our Odyssey Sports sister station, Sports Radio 92.9. The game in Atlanta, a little preview of Bills-Falcons coming up here on Monday night.
Yeah, as the Bills should win this game, right? yes, the Bills have like trouble with their run defense, but I'm just thinking if Josh Allen and the offense, if they do what they're supposed to be doing, they should be able to move the ball and put up points.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. If the Bills get to 30 points, which offensively they typically do, they should win this game. If you can get 30 points against Atlanta's defense, you should win this game. Your defense should be able to hold Michael Penix and Atlanta to under 30 points. If that's the guideline, then yes, the Bills should absolutely win. If Penix and the Falcons score more than 30 points and you need a miraculous or a shootout game like you had against the Ravens, by the way, with each passing week, that I know that that was a massive win for the Bills, right? Winning week one at home, coming from behind. But when you look at just how bad the Ravens' defense is, that comeback feels less impressive.
Well, or did the Bills just take the Ravens' soul in that game, Danger?
Maybe. I don't know. But that defense is really, really... I mean, you had PJ on with us yesterday saying they don't do anything right defensively. They can't do anything defensively. They can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. They're talking about firing the coordinator. Everything's a mess. You don't want to get into a situation like that. I don't think that's going to happen. I think you hold Atlanta to under 30 points and you win this game on Monday night.
I think that that's what should happen. Unless we start turning the ball over again, once again. Mike John, hey, he was good. You know who he sounded like? I heard Binkley in him.
Nah.
You didn't hear that?
Don't insult our guest. He's that's an inaugural visit. We don't need to compare him to Jay Binkley. Does he have his radar up?
No, he didn't. No, did anybody hear that? Like, just the inflection and the way he's laying things out?
Well, if the Falcons and the Bills game is as wild as it could be, maybe we have him on with us on Tuesday, and if he says, fellas, then I'll be like, okay, maybe he is Binkley. Fellas, it was always going to be Penix. Fellas, it was always going to be Bijan Robinson. Good stuff from Mike Johnson. Appreciate him making time for us. And now we know a little bit more about this Falcons team that's hosting the Bills coming up here on Monday night. We'll get to more next on The Fan Rochester, including Andy Behrens, who's joining us next hour. Fantasy football talk with Andy Behrens from The Deep Shot as week 6 in the NFL gets underway tonight on Prime. The Giants and the Eagles. It's not lost on me that Brian Daboll took a nice dig at a little mind game at Jalen Hurts by saying he's seeing A.J. Brown open a lot on film. I love that, Brian Daboll. Nice troll job. We'll get to that game, and we'll talk about the Week 6 schedule with Andy Behrens coming up here in just a few on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free.
National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.